Texans House is the spot, Super Bowl 51 week, and we've got none other than Whitney Merciless,
yes,
the
sir.
Man himself. We call him an outside linebacker, but John, we'd be limited, and we'd be limiting
man.
If we called him just an outside linebacker.
Renaissance man,
Whitney,
Drew.
You're opening a restaurant. You're doing so many different things. Let's start there. We'll talk a little football, but you've got some food going on.
Yeah,
going
for
on?
Sure. I'm a huge foodie. I don't know if everybody knows that, but sure am. And I've always gone to Underbelly all the time, and I know Chris Shepard since the time I got into the league. And so the opportunity came where he came to me about the idea of opening 1/5, which is a restaurant.
Yep.
And you can go to 1/5.houston.com to find out, you know, do the reservations and all that and look at the food. But earlier last year, probably during OTAs, he came to me about the idea and everything, and I'm like, oh, you had me, and I've got this really stupid idea.
He doesn't have stupid ideas.
No, they're not. Never, no. Never. So this concept is it's a five-year project. We've rented out the old Mark space, the old church down in the Montrose area for 5 years. We've leased it out, and this is going to change. So it's going to change concept each year. So now we got steak right now on the menu right here, like for this year until up to August. We'll shut down the entire month of August, open back up in September, and we'll open up with a new restaurant called Romance Languages of Love, French, Italian, and Spanish. And then after that is going to be 1/5 fish. The last two concepts we haven't come up with we got time, no doubt.
But what if one of them, let's say for instance, what you have going, what if this thing just absolutely kills?
Yeah.
You're still going to shut it down and go to the next concept.
There's no doubt.
That's what makes it exclusive, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And it's such a unique idea, though, because you think you open a restaurant and it kills. You're like, well, I'm going to keep making cash by keep doing what we're doing. But that, I would imagine once he started explaining the concept, that had to get you as well because it was so innovative.
Exactly. And the thing is, if you think of the restaurant or a restaurant alone, just like the stock market, once it opens, I mean, its stock rises and keeps rising. It'll hit a point to where like it's good for a little, for another, like maybe a little bit of some time, and then it's gonna take a dip. Everybody doesn't get interested. You know, a new restaurant opens up, everybody's gonna go there, and so that's why we want to keep it really, really interesting. Everybody loves this concept, loves the food and everything. Well, guess what? It's gonna change. No matter how much you love it, you gotta come in and try out the next restaurant that we open up, and it's gonna be just that much more delicious than the first one that we opened.
Man, that's really, really exciting. It's been an exciting week here in town, but that's not just the only thing you've been up to. Tell us through, or take us through the week, whirlwind-wise, of Whitney Merciless. That's a lot of W's, I know, but what's this week been like for you, man?
Well, Wide Web, right? But, man, this week has been busy. This is my first Super Bowl ever doing anything like Radio Row, doing appearances for the Super Bowl, playing around with the kids. Like McDonald's was doing an event for some children, and they brought him in, and it was actually Corey Moore and Keith Mumphrey with me, and we just signed autographs and took pictures with the kids and stuff like that, talked to them a little bit, and so I've been doing that just about every day since Super Bowl week started. And so, man, it's been fun, tiring, all at the same time on top of the restaurant, so can't wait for the week to be over.
I know one that tugs at my heartstrings because my wife is an artist, and I texted a buddy of mine, and I said, are you coming over to this party I'm at? And he said, no, I'm going to this art unveiling where you were. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can you speak to what that was all about? Because that obviously hits me, even though I'm a football guy. I love the art side of it because my wife has sort of brought me into that. How cool was that event, and what exactly were you doing that?
So an artist by the name of Charles Fasano. He's based out of New York, and he wanted to donate a piece that was worth $15,000. So he does 3D pop-up art, and it's the most beautiful thing ever. I've never seen anything like it before. You see the books that you've been that's like with the pop-up, but his is like 20 times better or 100 times better.
Of course.
Better. But it was a big unveiling, and it was like, you know, Super Bowl week. It had it had our stadium, laid out in there and everything. And so the unveiling was at a new restaurant that will open up soon. It's called Boss Cat. It's over down by the Westheimer area and everything. And so, man, he just loved my mission with Mercy, the foundation, of helping children with disabilities. And he wanted to do something, wanted to donate a piece, and auctioned it off at a an event that just happened just last night. And it was called Bulls and Blackjack, which was with the Wade Smith Foundation and also the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation.
That's so much fun, and we've heard all about it. Our good buddy Nick Scherfield was helping out with all that. He does a fantastic job. Got to give him a plug. But let's talk a little with Mercy before we get into football.
Yeah.
How's the foundation doing, and what are you guys up to?
Man, it's going well. It's going well. We've been raising proceeds and everything. I always meet with my board members to come up with different concepts of the, you know, what's our Staple Mark events and stuff like that. So we're still in the works with that. We've raised a couple of, you know, a few more proceeds and everything, especially big proceeds these last 2 days with Bulls and Blackjack, and also another event that happened, which was Kitchen Throwdown.
With Chester.
With Chester. And so I lost that competition, no doubt, against the KO Spikes. Hopefully we get a rematch soon enough. But but it's been going well. And so it's come to the point to where now, what this foundation is going to do is it's going to focus on a disability each year, kind of like the restaurant.
Yeah.
So this year we're going to focus on autism. So we're going to partner up with different foundations and everything, donate to foundations or at schools or whatever it is to have hands-on approach with kids, those who need really the money in order to, you know, help out more kids, especially in underprivileged areas.
That's exciting. Yeah, that's really exciting stuff.
I feel like there's so many things to talk about not related to football. But I got to ask, we're at the Super Bowl. You see all this going on.
Yeah.
It's in the city in which you've called home now. Does it provide any sort of motivation? We asked this question to JD yesterday. Does it provide any more motivation for next year to say, okay, this thing's in Minneapolis, we're going to be in this game? Does it provide motivation to see all of this going on and yet you're not in it? Does that give you that kind of juice?
Man, you know, the thing is, if you're in it, you're not even going to see this.
Right.
Barely.
Wait, you don't think Coach O'Brien's going to let you go to the NFL Experience?
I don't think so.
Unveil any art during the week?
Well, I don't even think the guys want to go because they're going to get bombarded all the time.
That's true.
So, but, you know, the thing is, it gives you motivation because not only the last game that we played against the Patriots, and, you know, we just had that taste of success, and we had more ball in us to play. And that just really propelled into what is now the Super Bowl week here with Atlanta and the Patriots. And just seeing that, it's like, man, we were just a step away from being there. And so that gives motivation for us to continue that on and be successful to make it all the way next year.
And I imagine there's a pretty high degree of optimism just because of all the pieces that are in place, all the coaching that's in place, and what you probably have coming in and coming back, right?
Yep, exactly. I mean, we'll see what the free agency brings and everything, all the deals that need to be done, stuff like that. But hopefully we get most of the guys back, which I think we will.
Yeah.
And also we've retained a lot of the coaching staff. And that helps because we already have that chemistry. We've already, built that trust with one another to understand that, this guy's reliable. I know I can count on him, and he's going to go out and do his job.
Yeah, before you ask, John, how much is there to that? I mean, you guys have marinated in this offense or defense now for 3 years under Romeo, and all the places are still in peace. Does it just kind of heighten the optimism? Like it's almost a follow-up on the last question, but does it heighten what you guys have done? Because you know what to do. You've seen so much now.
Yeah, man. Each individual player can get better. I myself can get better. I had a good season, and honestly, there's more room to grow and outdo myself, outwork other people, be better at my position. That goes for everybody across the board, from defense to offense and special teams. And so we understand what we have here and what we did last year. Man, the sky's the limit, and having returning pieces like JJ, and everybody just being healthy. I mean, We could do some pretty special things. We just got to go out there and do it every Sunday.
All right. Before you get going, what's next after Super Bowl week concludes? What are you doing football wise to get ready?
Getting a vacay. Getting out for a little bit.
Not yet. I'm going to sleep.
Good.
Sleep.
Sleep is important.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And then I'm going to start my training regimen right away.
All right,
next week.
Well, we can't wait to see you in 2017, but we'll see you before then. Whitney Merciless, thanks so much for the time. Have a fun week.
Oh, no problem.
Best of luck to you.
Oh, appreciate it.
All right, the great Whitney Merciless on Texans Radio.